cancer.
Ralph.
Charles.
Paul.
Larry.
Joel.
Chuck.
Still a cancer.
And ever the Sagittarius. Sunday night rolls around, the clock strikes 8. It's time to get mellow.
It's time to look forward to the new year and put the old year behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Almost time. We have a few more days.
Right.
Yet to go, but it's getting pretty close there. Bang.
We will ease our way for the next couple of hours through soft sounds and hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Which will eventually, we hope, become relevant again culturally.
But for the time being, we're enjoying ourselves.
We're way far ahead of the cusp.
We're enjoying ourselves to no end. But it's Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
Right here on Club 14 KLBB, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, on the soft side, is the order of the day.
So we begin with three fellows who got a lot of mileage out of working with George Martin, who produced the Beatles in the 60s. Well, his claim to fame is producing America's records in the 70s. This is Daisy Jane, and Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
Right here on Club 14.
KLBB.
Does she really love me? I think she does.
with the dishes and I broke every plate. Can understand it when I asked her for a date. She laughed loud.
Little pop tune.
So catchy, so lilting, so Beatles, so merry-go-round.
So silly. So merry-go-round. It's from the pen of Emmett Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
The merry-go-round. She laughed loud from around 1968.
Correct. And before that, Daisy Jane from America, 1975. Big, big soft rock hit.
Solid.
Yes, very. And they're back around. You can find America mm-hmm. touring.
At least two of them.
Yes, touring America. From time to time.
And Emmett Rhodes, still playing.
Out there someplace.
But he has been burned so many times by the record industry that he's kind of keeping an ironic distance from the whole thing.
He does not leap in with both feet.
No.
But hopefully the sales of his little collection CDs are mm-hmm. doing him well.
Now, somebody who's been missing in action for the last couple of years now is Kate Bush.
Since about 93?
See, when did the Red Shoes come out? Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, 93, 94 is the last we heard from her, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Elton John tribute.
Oh, that's right.
She did a wonderful song for that. Wonderful in quotation marks. But Kate Bush, a national treasure in England, immensely commercially successful as well as critically successful over there.
Precocious.
Yes.
19, 17?
18.
Okay.
Right? We'll split the difference and call it 18. Precocious and kind of on the cute side as well.
Mm-hmm.
Discovered by Pink Floyd's David Gilmour.
And
given a record contract, which resulted in hit single after hit single.
That's correct.
For a while.
Her debut was in 1977, and that's mm-hmm. what we're going to be drawing from today. The Kick Inside
yep.
is the name of the album.
And the song, The Man with the Child in His Eyes.
Ooh, it's Kate Bush on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
I hear focus on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light on and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon. And suddenly I find myself listening to
hill. People never stand, they just don't care. Chinese music and the banyan tree here at the Dune Ranch.
It's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
And you can rest assured that every improvisational moment on that song was completely mapped out in advance.
That's right.
It was carefully crafted.
Exactly how many little dings. Exactly when the theremin comes in and where it goes.
That's
the little gurgly noises.
That's perfectly crafted, near-free, almost captured fusion jazz-esque.
That's right.
That's what
fusion,
that was.
Yeah, fusion elbows the free out of the way when where jazz is concerned.
Fusion jazz-esque.
Steely Dan. We could only be talking about Steely Dan.
Every word you would use to describe them, it has to be conditionalized.
That's Asia.
Asia, the title track.
The album of the same name.
Yep, from 1977. A famous record with all sorts of chock full of hits on it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And before that was Kate Bush and The Man with the Child in His Eyes from 1977 as well. The same year. Who'd have thought?
That's right. The whole wide musical spectrum of 1977 was represented there by those two songs.
Yeah, as wide as Kate Bush and Steely Dan. More to come after these messages. And have you never been mellow with Chuck and Joel?
Right here on Club 14.
KLBB.
Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring. I can't see the faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining.
Straight to the source, that's the original of Everybody's Talkin' by the composer of the song, Fred Neil.
Mm-hmm, contemporary of Bob Dylan's.
Mm-hmm.
Generally a guy, a big dude on the folk scene for quite a while before folk really, took off and would have made someone like him a star.
Exactly, yeah. He was one of the guys who kind of slipped through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan and James Taylor and other folkies. Stars rose, Fred Neil's kind of stayed on the ground, but doesn't make him any less talented or entertaining, and he's the one who composed Everybody's Talkin'. Harry Nilsson's version of the song made it into the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack.
And
it
became a huge
success. Fred Neil's was left off. His was originally up for that. And originally, way back in the murky sands of time, Bob Dylan was commissioned to write a song for the soundtrack. He didn't get it finished in time.
He came up with Lay Lady Lay, but
yep.
sorry, movie's done.
Too late. Movie's done. We need to put the collateral merchandising together.
Not that it bothered him. He went on and had a hit anyway.
Right.
And that Lay Lay Lay's was that like one of the first, one of the biggest hits after he had come back and his voice seemed all strange to everybody? Because I'm gonna cross paths with some Dylan fan who's gonna tell me what's going on. But that's the song that doesn't really sound like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I should ask my mom. I don't remember it at all. I was three. But it was. It was a fairly successful song. Easy for me to say.
Right.
So,
Fred Neil, not been on the scene since the early 70s, put out a live record.
You can compare the two versions now that you've heard the both of them.
Right. So we
give you that opportunity.
Another group that Fred Neil interacted with at the time was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And he also crossed paths with Graham Parsons. So what we're getting at is a strange little mixing of folk and country and rock.
And drugs.
Mm-hmm. And Graham Nash did all sorts of different things with the Hollies, with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and on his own in the 70s.
On his own.
Mm-hmm. In 1971, he put out this record, what we have in front of us here.
Big solo success with the song. Referring topically to the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, where a whole bunch of peace-loving hippies, along with a bunch of rabble-rousing yippies, got their heads beat in by the Chicago police.
Mm-hmm. Songs for Beginners is the name of the album from which we take it.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chicago. Graham Nash on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Chicago, just to sing. In a land that's known as freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we can bring? We can change the world. Chicago, or else join the other side. We can change. Yes, we can change the world. Rearrange the world. It's dying. If you believe in justice, it's dying. And if you believe in freedom, it's dying. Live and live his own life, it's dying. Rules and regulations, who needs them?
Sophia.
The Stones. For those of you...
We're not the only ones with mixed emotions.
Hey, that's pretty good. if you've got a lot of cash sitting around, perhaps you can enjoy them at a large concert venue near you
in
the coming months.
I made that large cash outlay. Yeah,
that's right,
I'm hotly anticipating that.
It should be cool to see them up that and close and personal instead of a
before they finally get too old to tour.
They are performing at the Target Center in February, and they're not going to be... they're not playing some Enormo Dome, so...
No, they're just playing the Enormo Barn.
Right. Which, you know, I gotta say, I've seen some
It's not a bad place to see a show.
I've seen some pretty okay shows at that particular venue.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it can be okay, because it's a basketball arena, tall and steep, yet very close.
Yes.
It's not long. You don't sit at the other end of the world.
It's going to be cool.
Anyway, the Rolling Stones with Angie from 1973. Is that tune about anybody in particular?
People say it's about Angie Bowie, but it's not.
See, that's what I was thinking.
It's not, though. It's,
but I wasn't
it's
sure.
It's about somebody else.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think it's about Marianne Faithfull in a different, kind of a different light.
Man. Yeah.
Pseudonymously.
And you're a fan of Marianne Faithfull.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a new collection.
We all should be.
A nice collection has recently been put out of her latter, the Island years.
Right, when she got all old and croaky. And political and stuff.
Now, do you remember the Streisand Superman album?
Yes, I do. How could a teenage boy fail to see that?
It's Barbara Streisand. This is what I refer to as the perm years.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
The perm years, when she was making all sorts of wacky movies and, you know, just suddenly showing up in all sorts of unlikely places and hanging out with Ryan O'Neill a lot, I think. But Streisand Superman, DC, even on the record we got here, DC Comics properly credited using the Superman.
Or the word Superman.
Because they own it lock, stock, and barrel.
Yep.
And she's wearing the Superman shirt, and she's kind of pulling the shirt down in front of her. It's on the album cover.
Mm-hmm.
And heck if the song wasn't a minor hit, so we thought we'd play it.
Let's play Superman. Who else plays Superman these days?
I don't know. We just like...
We do.
And we like comics, too, so that it all works out.
It's Superman. It's Barbara Streisand.
On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Baby, I can fly like a bird. Touch me with your eyes, flying through the sky. I've never felt the same, but I am not a bird, and I am not a plane. I'm Superman. When you love me, it's easy. I can do
Superman. It's Barbara Streisand. More to come right after this on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel on Club 14 KLBB.
Time. the hills. Only now she drinks in the valleys, where every road has a name like Beechwood Avenue, or so it seems. The Croydon girl could really hope to find a home with a thousand miles of real estate to choose from. You begin to see the value of your freedom. The moon is bright in the haze above old Hollywood. And you look down from the hills, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Hail in hand, you can hear his golden surfer boy. Sorry if he hit you, but he's buried in the screenplay of his feature. Screen kiss, one screen kiss, straight from a film, I forget who is in. Screen kiss, one screen kiss, blue filter lens, the pool of Vaseline.
Soundscapes from the keyboard of Thomas Dolby.
Yeah, and the kind of an odd little brooding record, with a couple of exceptions. Hyperactive being
the
hit
single.
But the rest of the album, kind of dark and weird. It really, it spoke to me as a youth in 1984. I liked it a lot. My friend Matt had a copy, and I taped it, and I just became quite taken with it.
Now that you're all grown up, you can own your own copy.
I did.
That's where we took that from. That's Screen Kiss.
Yep, Thomas Dolby, the Flat Earth album that was out of print on CD. It was like expensive imports and stuff, and now it's cheap again. It's cheap in print again, but it disappeared for some time, and...
You didn't pay the rich man's money for that one, though.
No, I paid the cheap man's money for that one. Okay. I did have a used copy when it was expensive.
Sure.
And I was very proud of it. And then my brother lost it.
Curse him.
Well, and he lost it, and I was grumpy for a long time. I thought, I'll never get it now. Mm. Well, luckily, $8 put me right.
Okay.
So it ain't no big deal.
Right out.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to now work... A little bit of, we're not going to work anything. We're going to get into the world of Mike Post.
That's right. Some musical soundscapes from the keyboard of Mike Post this time around.
Mike Post has written the theme song for nearly everything you watch on television.
Everything from the Stephen J. Cannell Production Company.
That's true.
Basically.
The Rockford Files theme. That would be Mike Post. Mm-hmm. Hill Street Blues.
And The Greatest American Hero.
Yep.
Believe it or not.
He's walking on air. Joey Scarborough is the voice that we hear, and Joey Scarborough, a guy that worked in the studio, a session singer with Mike Post, and
kind of rattled around the lower reaches of the charts in the early 70s.
He had some weird little hits on his own, but when it came time to do the theme for the William Cat vehicle, The Greatest American Hero, in 1981, somebody said, we need somebody to sing. We need words on this theme song. Just the catchy tune is not enough.
And believe it or not, Joey Scarborough got the call.
And so they got this kind of frumpy-looking dude with a
really kind of a doofus.
I'm sure he's a fine man.
I'm sure he's a very nice man, but he looks like a fool. He's wearing a really all-white suit with a little medallion on it.
It's a ridiculous photograph.
So apparently you can only listen to this record between Memorial Day and Labor Day, which is plenty.
The theme from The Greatest American Hero, parentheses, believe it or not, we're actually going to play it. It's Joey Scarborough on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Believe it or not.
It sounds like a TV song, doesn't it? It's Joey Scarberry doing Mike Post, the theme from The Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not. More to come after some messages here on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel on Club 14 KLBB.
Was dead and gone. Oh, but you've been learning, yeah. You never done it like that. How long has this been going on? Ooh, who's been teaching you? Hey, little man, I wanna shake your hand. One kiss from you, and I feel just like a lover. Climbing up the walls. Ooh, my love is growing. You never done it like that. You know you made me let me down. Ooh, what you doing? Ooh, what you doing? Ooh, what you doing?
You never
done it like that. Ooh, what you doing? Remember when, oh, on the ceiling, yeah. You never done it like that. Looks like we got it on again. Ooh, what you doing? Yeah, what you doing? Oh, what you doing? You never done it like that. Ooh, what you doing?
You'll remember her distinctive voice from Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Want to take a bath? That's what she says.
It is.
That's her.
That's Tony Tennille, with Daryl Dragon, her husband, the Captain and Tennille from 78. And you never done it like that.
With the little drum machine tinkling away in the background.
That one and Lonely Night's Angel Face with the jungle sounds. They were really kind of... Yeah, stretching it out there.
Lonely night.
See, that one's almost impossible not to sing.
I like that song.
Captain and Tennille.
Yes.
My name is Chuck Tomlinson.
And I am Joel Stitzel, and we are your Captain and Tennille connection. We are Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
Your home for soft sounds on a Sunday night every week at 8 o'clock right here where things are swinging on the Twin Signals, AM 1400 and... Excuse me, AM 1400 KLBB in St. Paul, Minneapolis, and AM 1470 WL Brooklyn Park. You know, I've done that a lot of times on the show, and that's probably the worst I've ever scrambled.
Smooth,
the words.
Chuck. Easy for you to say.
KLBB, Club 14 at 1400 and 1470. That's really the point that we'd like to get across.
Exactly.
You can find us
two
in
points.
The north. 2 points.
2 points we're trying to get across.
1470. That's where my aunt up in Maple Grove should be listening more,
north
more,
and south.
More successfully.
Both hither and yon.
Well, I've been to yon before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dig me out of the hole, Joel. Save me and tell me about Gene Clark.
All right, talk about Gene Clark here. Gene Clark, the handsome guy, quote unquote, in the Byrds. Kind of a folk singer type. Hooked up with Jim McGuinn. They formed the Byrds around the two of them. And Byrds broke up. Gene Clark went off and was one of the handful of people who were working on developing the country rock hybrid toward the end of the 60s and into the 70s. the track we're going to play right now, he hooked up with a banjo player, a hotshot banjo player. His name's Difford.
Dillard.
Yeah. Not Chris Difford from
Squeeze.
From Squeeze. No, it's Galley, and I can't remember his first name.
So you're looking.
I'm just going to dig.
Looking.
Dillard and Clark from 1968 is the album. Gosh darn it. It's in here in little teeny letters. And Doug Dillard.
Okay.
Doug Dillard.
And Gene Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Just the one collaboration for them?
I had a couple of records.
Okay.
And then Gene went off in a total solo direction and soldiered on through the 70s and into the 80s, his output becoming more and more sporadic. And then right around the beginning of the 90s, his body gave out on him. After a long life of living it up,
hard living,
in the inimitable rock and roll style.
So recently, reissued a nice little collection here called "Flying High,"
mm-hmm. only in the UK.
Right. Let us give you Gene Clark, in this case, Dillard and Clark.
Doug Dillard, Dillard and Clark. Why not your baby?
Groovy, bunch of smooth talking devils. We are.
No, we better just calm down and play some music. Why not your baby? On Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Our way.